we'll see what magic happens.
So I guess this is the pilot episode of Really Bad Movies. I got my buddy Todd the Zipper over there, or Jack the Zipper, as it shows above him, that he can't see.
It's just a bad, it's a terrible nickname.
Really. Yeah, it's horrible. Was that your boss that gave it to you?
No, somebody at work.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And I guess people can see as it shows, well, like I've said before, in the title, because nothing's a surprise unless I put surprise and then I just do something. But we have, if you guys have ever seen Troll 2, it's the same guy.
Oh my god!
Has made a movie called Monster Dog with Alice Cooper. And it's as good as you...
It's really bad. It's terrible.
Yeah. it's not great.
No, but personally, I love bad movies. I have a fascination with them. In fact, many of my favorite movies are movies that a lot of people would consider bad movies. But yeah, I kind of love Monster Dog. Because it's so bad. The opening music video is terrible.
Yeah, it threw me off. Like, whenever I first watched it, I it's playing and it does the credits, and then it starts going into this, and I'm like, the fuck does this have to do with a monster dog?
Yeah, so it just cold starts with a music video, and I don't even remember if there were trailers before it on the VHS.
No, it went straight into that.
Yeah, so it was to the point where it was like, I was thinking it was an advertisement for an Alice Cooper tie-in, like just a music video, but
yeah.
No, it's the movie. And then the funniest part is like, there's 2 minutes or song or something. It's like, it goes through verse, chorus, two rounds, and then it cuts to a van driving, and you think you're about to get into the movie, and it's like, oh, okay, but then it cuts back to the music video. And they do like another chorus and then it's out and it cuts back to the band. Yeah. And that they tie it in because the main character, Alice Cooper, plays the most famous pop star in the world or whatever they call it.
Vincent Raven.
Vincent Raven. And so it cuts back to them watching it. Like Alice Cooper is driving the van watching the music video. Like, who's driving? Was Alice Cooper driving?
No, he was in the passenger. The girl that, like, it's like his girlfriend that looks like it could be his daughter.
She was driving. So either way, they're watching it as they're driving. Like, there's like where the glove box is, there's a little TV. and then it cuts to him, like, that's your new music video. Like, like really creative, you know? But Alice Cooper was, like, what they spent the most money on to get him in the movie. So they spent all their money on him, so they wanted to start with the music video. They wanted to start with their rock star, you know?
That's how they capture it. So they bring the people in.
Which, while we're mentioning Alice Cooper here, like when I looked this movie up and started looking into it, this is apparently the first movie, the first thing he did after getting out of rehab.
Oh, really?
So he got out of rehab for alcoholism, and he wanted to prove that he could work sober. So, and he wanted to do a movie that he described that was cheap and sleazy, and nobody would see it. Like, he didn't expect this to be anything. He just needed a job to prove that he could do things while he was sober. And that's all this movie was. He didn't want anybody to see it. The two songs that he did for the movie never got released on anything until 2012. They released a split 7-inch, a 7-inch record. One song, one side, the other song, the other, the Monster Hunt 7-inch or whatever. It was like an exclusive in 2012, and they only made 100 copies. Oh. So me finding out about this, you know, 8 years later and trying to find a copy is just not going well for me. Yeah. But if anybody out there has a copy of that record, I want to buy it. So, I've been looking. Like, I wanted this. The song is infectiously bad.
Yeah.
It sticks in your head and just won't come out. It's an inside joke. You know, it's the thing. It will come up in your head. It will just randomly pop up. You'll be doing anything else. And sometimes James Bond, you know? And yeah.
What the fuck is it?
it's so bad and so just kind of cringy, but at the same time, like, I don't know. It's awesome. It's just awesome. That's just all I can really say.
And the music video is...
Yeah. Sometimes I'm shooting bad dudes.
Like Jack the Ripper. Like,
it's ridiculous. And by far, it's the highlight of the movie. So not only do they start the movie with the music video, they end the movie with the same music video.
Yeah, but with like clips of like the cast in it. Like, yeah. To tie in. Kind of like how old movies would do that.
Right. It just, like, they had to show it twice, and I'm glad they did. It was the best thing they had. I mean, the movie is a chore to sit through.
Yeah.
Absolutely. As a guy who loves bad movies are a chore to sit through sometimes. But it's all worth it for those two scenes that pop. And without that long lull, you know, those scenes don't pop as much.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. That's how I read it. So, like, I admittedly, as much as I love Monster Dog, it's not a laugh a minute. It's slow.
Yeah, like, but when I rewatched it today, I had to, like, I knew where all the stuff was. It's like, all right, I gotta skip. All right, I know this part isn't. Go back and watch it.
So we could just rattle off some of the stupid shit that's in the movie, and it's like setting up a roadblock to stop dogs.
Like a dog's gonna stop there.
Right. That's insane, and that's in the first 10 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
That ridiculously big cop, the big cop that was in there, he was great. I liked him.
Oh, Vincent Raven? Are you back in town? Oh god.
Oh. Yeah, what okay, so the doing research, and he's got the cover of the book has the Wolfman on it.
Oh, Vince.
Like that's credible. Like, all it has is some Universal monsters on it.
Yeah, it's just a few pictures of werewolves, and that's his research. Also, it's not about a monster dog.
No.
Monster Dog is about werewolves.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's hilarious to me. It's not about a monster dog. I don't even think it is.
No. It's just werewolves. Just with a more clever name because, well, I don't know how clever it is, but it's instead of it just calling it, you know, Alice Cooper in Werewolf.
So... The plot of Monster Dog is that Alice Cooper, his bloodline has been werewolves? Is that, like, you just watched it today. Like,
I think it was. I think it is. His dad was cursed with the werewolf. But then it's weird, because at the end, which no one's going to watch it anyway, so I can tell him the end. But go watch it. It's fun. But it was weird, because, like, when they're in the car at the end... The monster dog, werewolf, you know, attacks him from the back, and then that's where he gets, infected with werewolfism?
Yeah.
Plague? Whatever? I don't know what it's called, because it's not a thing. But then he becomes that, because, who was the monster dog in the back seat? Was that the caretaker? No, because the caretaker was dead whenever they were doing that second music video shoot, when he fell through the glass.
Yeah. I mean, dude, like, that's what I mean. The plot is not important. I don't even know. I don't. I got no idea.
As much as I got.
Yeah, it's like the movie in a nutshell is that Vincent Raven is the most famous pop star in the world, and he's going to his parents' old estate for some reason.
Yeah.
And they're going to film a music video there, so he's got his whole crew, and there's monster dogs on the loose. There's these wild dogs that just
kill.
They just kill. What else would monster dogs do, right?
Yeah. They're not going to get a job.
Right.
So, and that's another weird thing. It's like, there's wild packs of killer murder dogs outside, but let's film a music video in there, in this house.
Right.
What the fuck? Like, when?
Yeah.
You'd be thinking about that.
And it's like, not even quite a house, it's like a castle.
Yeah.
It is like a castle. It's very gothic.
Yeah.
I guess gothic is the right word to use.
I guess so.
And the fog, dude. So much fog.
Oh my gosh. Why? Why is there so much fog? Like every other damn scene, you know when the dogs are coming. It's like, does fog attract dogs? Because no other time in the movie do you see the dogs until there's fog.
Well, it's kind of like this shit that it's like, I mean, I guess it's kind of true that it's like, you're just filming a field, whatever, but you put some fog in there and it's immediately like a little creepy, right?
Yeah.
It's effective, but it's just so much of it. It's like Cheech and Chong were, you know, on set.
Better than before, you know?
I wonder what Great Dane tastes like, man. Ah, oh, man. That's some heavy shit, man.
Well, we did have, a second-rate Chong as one of the guys that were trying to go after Vincent.
That's true.
The dude with the glasses.
Yeah.
Maybe he was just sitting in the back. And, like, those dudes, they just, like, out of nowhere, like, oh, we gotta come here and kill this bloodline so there's no more monster dogs. Yeah.
Just nonsensical, you know?
Yeah.
It's the Italians were, and I mean, this was like a Spanish-Italian production. It was shot in Spain, from what I read.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I mean, the Europeans and what they were doing a lot in the horror genre was a lot of, I don't want to call it nonsense because I absolutely love it, but it was a lot of, non-linear storytelling. I don't even know if you could call it that. It was just much more abstract, weird, nonsensical plots. The plots were, you know, very style over substance. But then in a movie like Monster Dog, there is no real style to it. It's just nothing. You know, it's in an Argento movie or a Fulci movie, not having a strong plot is not as big of a deal.
Yeah.
But this guy did not have a strong plot and not have any inkling of how to really work the camera and to, you know, memorable cinema. It just falls flat on every level. And I love it. That's part of why I love it, because it fails so hard. And there's that, like, okay, a little bit off subject, but have you seen Best Worst Movie about Troll 2?
Yes. It's been a while, but I have seen it.
One of the biggest things that resonated with me from watching that was Claudio Fragasso, when they bring him to America for a screening of Troll 2, and in the documentary, the way it's portrayed is that he really thinks people finally appreciate his work, And then he finds out that they're laughing at it, you know, and that there's this total sense of disheartenment, like, oh, we're, like, this guy really, it's sad, you know? I don't think the guy was trying to make bad movies, and I don't know how pretentious he was about it, but from that documentary, you definitely got the feeling that he was embarrassed to be laughed at by it and shit, which, you know, makes me feel bad, but I do love his movies, and it might be for all the wrong reasons, but Monster Dog rules.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I'm so glad I stumbled upon this. So
we should talk about that. Like, how did we stumble upon Monster Dog?
I found this at that it's that little toy movie place that's in, what is it, O'Fallon, Illinois? Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, you found it there.
Yeah. And I was in the basement and I was looking for other stuff and I found a good little chunk of stuff, and then I saw this, like, it was, I didn't even see the cover. It was just spine on a shelf, and I'm like, Monster Dog? And it said horror. I'm like, okay, cool, let me get this, because I've been trying to just collect more horror VHS, and I pull it out, and it says Alice Cooper, and I see, like, the three stages of his, transformation and shit. Like, it's weird because it's in reverse form. Shouldn't it be him and then turning into the... But it's like opposite. I don't know. Fucking weird. But yeah, I found it there and I'm like, I'm not leaving without this. This looks so bad. I've never heard of it before. And I, you know a lot about like horror movie stuff and I've never heard you talk about it. So I'm like,
no.
I stumbled upon a gem here.
You really did. I never heard of it. And I remember like being at your house and we saw it on the shelf and I picked it up and I read the back. I never heard of it. The fact that Alice Cooper was in it, like, sparked my interest, you know, or, you know, caught my interest.
Yeah.
So I looked at the back, and the back of it, I didn't recognize any of the names, not the director, which I didn't find out till after I watched it, but it says directed by Clyde Anderson. Mm. Once I Googled Monster Dog after it was over, after we watched it, it came up that Claudio Fragasso had directed it, who I recognized his name as doing Troll 2, and thought, oh, it was a pseudonym. Okay, you know, that's why I didn't know who directed it, because I did know who directed it. I was familiar with the guy's name. He just used a different name. And then just kind of not knowing anything about it and putting it in, and it starts with that shitty music video. And it's just like, what are we watching? And then it's just absurd, you know, but yes. I loved how bad it was.
Oh, yeah. That was the first time me watching it, too. Like, I had gotten past... I think I got past the music video at the beginning, and they were driving down the road, and they started talking in the van, and I was like, all right, I gotta be really in the mood for this, so I stopped it. And so that's, like, right before when we watched it, I had to rewind it, because I already got past the music video, so I already knew that part, so I'm like... All right, I wonder how these guys are going to react to that.
Yeah. But I mean, it's shit like this where we just kind of stumbled upon this because you found it out in a basement of a store, you know? And then we end up watching it and we'd never heard of it. And then that's what, like, doing this is all about. It's about, like, finding something that no one told you about, discovering it for yourself, you know? It's not the same as someone telling you to watch a movie, you know, this is finding it, this is us finding it on our own, which is like the experience of, you know, that's the reason I personally do this kind of shit, is the discovery, the finding new things that I never knew about before, and hopefully gaining new interest.
Oh yeah.
In this one, it just so happened that this was like one of this dude's only movies I hadn't seen.
Oh, really?
So I mean, should I talk a little bit about Claudio Fragasso?
Yeah, go ahead, dude.
Okay, so this guy, he's an Italian filmmaker, and he. Okay, so Claudio Fragasso is an Italian filmmaker, and he started his career. He was good friends with this guy Bruno Mattei. If I mispronounce any of these names, sorry, whatever, I don't know. But Bruno Mattei did a lot of bad movies, many of which I've grown up really liking. He did this nunsploitation movie. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, The Other Hell. Right? Mm-hmm. And so Bruno Mattei directed this, but his co-director on this was Claudio Fragasso. Bruno Mattei is one of those filmmakers that is just very, very terrible. Like the opposite of a Lucio Fulci or a Dario Argento. He is just very much a hack. And I mean that in the most loving way, because I do... I own quite a few of his movies. I really enjoy the guy. Here's a double feature of two of Bruno Mattei's movies. And Claudio Fragasso was the assistant director on both of these. These are Hell of the Living Dead, which is an insanely bad zombie movie that rips music directly out of Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah, I noticed that when I saw the trailer for it.
Yeah, just blatantly steals stuff from Dawn of the Dead. I actually, like a real fun fact, there's a new coronavirus movie out now that Charles Band did, and it's just a recut of this movie with a few modern scenes added in.
Wow.
I think it's called Coronavirus Zombies or some stupid shit. God. But this, the guy behind that movie, Bruno Mattei and Claudio Fragasso. And then they did this Rats Night of Terror. It's about killer rats. It's really, really bad in the best ways possible. All of his movies have this charm to them, you know? And so, like, after he did those with... they did a couple of westerns, too. White Apache and Scalps. I've never seen Scalps. I don't know.
I think that sounds familiar. I think I've...
I think it's Fred Olin Ray that did that one.
It's not that.
Like, this movie doesn't even have a Wikipedia page.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I think it's called Scalps. I just was reading about this stuff. So some of the information that I didn't already know is already escaping my brain. You know? So I'm doing my best here. But so right after... they did those movies. Claudio Fragasso did the first movie he ever did on his own, and that's Monster Dog. So Monster Dog is his first directorial debut where it's just him doing it. And then he started making more. He did, him and his wife wrote a lot of screenplays as well. And this was a Lucio Fulci, Bruno Mattei movie.
Oh, he did that.
Zombie 3. So, Claudio Fragasso wrote the screenplay for Zombie 3, and then Bruno Mattei directed it when Lucio Fulci's health was failing. So it's this weird nexus where Fulci, one of the best Italian directors for horror, had fallen to working with some of the worst.
Yeah.
You know, like. But anyway, yeah, Claudio Fragasso wrote the screenplay for that. And then after that, he went on to direct After Death, which has been released in Zombie 4 on VHS and DVD. But After Death is the name of the movie. This was Claudio Fragasso, also released, apparently also originally released as directed by Clyde Anderson, the same way Monster Dog was, which I didn't know because I didn't really get into this stuff until the DVD era. So I don't have a lot of the VHS from the Italian stuff. But then at some point, Claudio Fragasso made, you know, Troll 2, and Troll 2, definitely his worst movie. But a lot of people don't know there's a movie called fucking Beyond Darkness, right?
Okay.
So Beyond Darkness is a Claudio Fragasso movie that stars the same little kid from Troll 2. And it's a treat. It's definitely a treat. If you like Troll 2, if you like bad movies, Beyond Darkness is one that no one ever really talks about, but has a lot of the same charm that Troll 2 and any of these other movies do. That one I don't own. I think Scream Factory released that. I don't remember, but I didn't pick it up. I watched it on, I think it was Amazon Prime a while ago. So, so, I mean, the dude did. I think I've got, that's like the highlights of his career. That's the stuff I own, you know. But he did lots of other bad movies that I haven't seen that I'm sure are bad. You know. But they all have their kind of DIY, who is directing this movie, what the fuck is going on, kind of charm to them that I really enjoy. Again, some of them are slow and aren't sit there at times. I think, 10 years ago, maybe, 15 years ago, me and you went to see Troll 2 at the Tivoli at midnight, and yeah. I think you fell asleep.
Oh, yeah. Well, what movie did I not fall asleep to at
midnight? I know. You films? Always fell asleep. And Troll 2 was they used to play it on HBO a lot when I was a kid. I thought it was so bad that I loved it, you know? Mm. It's Goblin backwards, you know?
Mailbog! It's Goblin spelled backwards!
Yeah. I've long loved Troll 2. I am happy that more people, especially since that documentary came out, I'm happy that more people are paying attention to it and really like it.
Yeah.
For all the same reasons that I do. Mm-hmm. But there's, I would just kind of encourage the people who do like it, like, there is a whole other world of these bad movies out there, and they are just as good. Do a deep dive sometime and check out this guy's other stuff, because there's something to enjoy in all of them. If you like bad movies, if you like Troll 2, Claudio Fragasso is one of the worst. And I mean that in the best way possible, you know? Him and Bruno Mattei both are two just Italian. I don't want to call them failures. Like, what do you call them? It's like, how do you compliment someone and tell them that they're so bad it's impressive?
Oh, you're so bad.
Like, it's just great. I love it. It's bad. I like it. You
know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Sorry, I just ran it for a while. I'm done.
Oh, no, dude. Like I said, it's talking is good for video. And that's... You're definitely a good co-host for this, because...
I mean, I'm telling you,
dude,
I love bad movies, you know? I could... Like, when you... When you're telling me you're not sure what you're going to pick, and it's like, oh, man, there's so many great options, you know?
I was trying to find, like, a really good starter, and, well, Monster Dog definitely is.
I think Monster Dog is a great starter, especially because, you know, we just kind of stumbled on it.
Yeah.
And as much as I, like, was just talking before about, like, oh, you know, it's not somebody telling you what to watch or whatever, here we are fucking telling you what to watch, you know?
Exactly.
Monster Dog is, yeah, bad. It's bad.
Don't watch the music video, because otherwise you just watch the movie. You gotta watch the movie.
You know, if you're not a glutton for punishment, you know, there's the best of Monster Dog scenes on YouTube, and there's the music video. I mean, realistically, do you need to sit through all of Monster Dog?
No.
Not necessarily, but it doesn't... I'm telling you, you need those long, boring segments in order to make the bad stuff really worth it.
Oh, yeah. Like, whenever they're talking about like whenever those guys come into the house, like to go after Vince, and the people like part of the group and part of the band, or I don't even know if they're a band, I think they're just crew. They're talking about like, oh, we're not murderers. Like they're not gonna go and like shoot the people because they're invading the house. And then you know you got Vincent up on the roof just fucking like blasting off left and right up. Up on the roof. And you see all this like random shit up there too. You like got like a chicken nut up there, like a chicken cage or whatever it is.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's weird. Like, where the fuck are they? You know?
It looks like a desert, like in certain spots of the movie.
Like, well, that's when I looked it up, it's Spain. And I guess all of Spain looks like that. It's,
yeah.
This is how Spain looks. Never been there, but I would imagine.
Yeah.
There's fog everywhere and
killer dogs.
Looks like monster dogs.
I'm never going to Spain. But like, and like, there's like mannequins up there, and like big, tall, like life-size clown dolls. Like, what was his dad doing?
Yeah, just weird and just like nonsensical weird shit. Like, okay.
And there's like the scene where he blows the one dude's like head off, but then like as he's sliding down the wall, he's like, ah! I was like, I didn't think you made noise after your brain was like, you know, splattered all over the fucking wall. And like, and then the fucking noises he made when he was turning into the werewolf at the end. Sounded like he was constipated, like he's trying to push out like a huge turd, but he's just turning into this really half-assed werewolf.
Yeah, by the way, if you're wondering if Alice Cooper is a good actor or not, he is not.
No. Yeah, that's why he's a rock star and not an actor anymore.
Yeah, and it's weird. He's like, he doesn't dress like a rock star in the movies.
No.
He doesn't seem like a pop star, or I think they call him a pop star.
I think something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, he's not dressed, I don't know, it's like, this is the 80s, dude. Who was popular dressed in like, and just no.
He looked like someone's uncle.
He did. He might have been somebody's uncle.
Yeah. Dude. Has he acted in anything since this?
I don't know.
Oh, he was in,
Wayne's World.
Wayne's World, and wasn't he in, Freddy's Dead? Played, his dad? Was that Freddy's Dead? Where he played, he played Freddy's Dead in, like, one of that one girl's, like, dream sequences.
I don't know, dude. I'm, like, thinking. It's not registering right now.
Which one was that? I'm looking that up real fast, just because it's going to bug me.
Yeah, dude.
Monster Diaries. Prince of Darkness.
Oh, yeah.
Street Schizo. He was in... Holy crap, he was in a lot of stuff. Oh, Final Nightmare. Freddy's father. Like, it was only in that one scene, but that was...
I don't even remember that, like, off the top of my head. Like, Freddy's Dead, I remember Roseanne and Arnold, like, ugh. And, I remember the Nintendo kill, like, I remember, like, random lines, but I don't remember Alice Cooper.
Yeah, it was that one, the one brunette girl that I think was supposed to be, like, Freddy's daughter, or whatever that was.
Yeah.
She was in a dream sequence.
Whatever.
Yeah, and she was in some dream sequence where it showed, like, Freddy's a kid and his dad was, like, fucking, like, whipping him or some of that. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was only in that little scene. That's all he was in. I'll have to throw a clip in.
Now it's time to take your medicine.
Ha,
Yeah, dude. I guess I need to watch Freddy's Dead again. Maybe. I mean, it's rough sometimes.
Yeah.
Not the best entry.
No. maybe we'll have to cover that.
So let's make sure we get. Is there anything else we need to say about Mazda Dog?
Let's look at my pin or my points. Do you remember the old man that kept showing up? That was like, oh, you're dead. You're already dead. I remember that there was one scene where he's chasing the girl in there. But it's weird. It's not like he's trying to catch her. All he was trying to do was rip her shirt off. So it's like every scene he's just grabbing her shirt and pulling. Like he wasn't trying to tackle her or anything like that. It's like, I think the old dude was just horny.
Yeah, one thing on his mind.
I kept thinking that, and then every time I saw that guy, it made me think of Friday the 13th. Yeah, from Friday the 13th. It made me think of him every time I saw him.
You'll never come back again.
Oh, shut up, Ralph.
It's got a death curse.
I'm pretty sure I think we covered. There's some dumb little points that I made. There's a part where all the dogs are coming into the building, and there's six of them on this one guy. Just the one girl that's holding the gun. She's like, fight him off. How are you supposed to fight off six dogs? Yes, you're just gonna punch each dog? No, they're fucking attacking his ass. And after they scatter, because I guess Vincent was walking down the steps and it called him off, he's all torn up and just bloody. He's like, yeah, that guy's fucked. Maybe you should have shot him with the gun instead. Instead of saying, hey, fight these dogs off.
Logic is gone. Logic is out the window. Yeah. There is no logic. Monster Dog.
No, there's none. it made no sense at all. There's the part right after that, after Vincent came down, he stopped, and the girl that I guess is his girlfriend or whatever it is, she can walk next to the dogs without them attacking her. So it's she's immune because those two are fucking or whatever they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, that doesn't make sense. How are they not attacking her? Unless he's just, through his, Jedi mind, dope, stay away from her. It doesn't make sense. But, we've said, nothing makes sense in this movie.
Logic is gone.
At all. I think that was all I had, besides those two things with, the weird old dude and, the weird shit that made no sense with the dogs at the end.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything else that I wanted to bring up.
I think we covered up the most points. We just could have talked about the music videos, and that's the movie.
I mean, the music video is the highlight of the movie, especially because it just starts up and it's just there.
Yeah, no explanation.
Yeah.
So you have no idea what's going on.
Yeah. So how are you going to close this video out?
That's another thing I'm always... Well, I kind of figure out what I do for my other ones. Just because the only reason I know is just the only, how I end my other videos is how I'm going to tie in the next one. So I'm what's some kind of clever thing to go into arachnophobia? Oh, I say something about how... Oh, damn, there's a lot of spiders down here.
What's your next video?
I don't know. This thing...
You know?
No. I was thinking of, that's the reason I got, Tubi, that app. It's got so much, so many, older movies, and, Italian movies, and stuff like that, and stuff that, the covers look really, really, really bad, so, the movie's gotta be that awesome. Wow. We went... This has gone on for 59 minutes and 36 seconds.
Well, I know. We should probably stop.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna. I'll say my byes. I'm not gonna say bye or anything. That's kind of weird.
Bye bye.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was really stupid.